Good morning, Dr. Kamen. Thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you're here to discuss coronary artery calcium, which I don't really know anything about, but you said that it's a really interesting topic that you love to discuss. What is coronary artery calcium?
So basically, coronary artery calcium is one of the constituents that is within a coronary plaque. So when you get, you know, blockages in the arteries, the plaque, which is what we call it medically, the term, can be made up of fatty tissue or lipids. It can be made up of fibrous tissue or scar tissue, and then it can also be made up of calcium. So any particular plaque can be composed of a certain percentage of all three of those. So as the plaque matures, generally you start seeing a little more calcium in the plaque, but you can certainly have plaque that doesn't have calcium. But anytime you see calcium in a plaque or in a coronary artery, that tells you there's definitely evidence of plaque. So a coronary calcium score tells us that there is evidence of plaque, and the higher the score, the greater the amount of calcium, and therefore the greater amount of what we would call plaque burden.
And then how do you get that score?
Yeah, so the score is basically done by a CAT scan. So it's a CAT scan that does not use contrast. So in other words, you don't get IV dye injected in your veins. You just basically get a CAT scan. It's more like getting an X-ray, so to speak. So you just go there, and it just is scanning the heart arteries. And calcium is found in bone, so it turns up bright white on an X-ray or on a CAT scan. So that's basically what they're looking at, is the brightness in the calcium that's showing up in the arteries. And it will also be able to give a number, which is a quantification of how much calcium is involved.
And why is it important to get this test? I kind of feel like
how
that
important?
Might be an obvious question.
Well, it depends on what question you're trying to ask. So if you're asking the question, do I have plaque in my coronary arteries, the calcium score will give you that answer with a high accuracy. In other words, if you have a score of zero, the likelihood of having coronary plaque is not zero, but very close to zero. We're in the order of less than 1%, because you can certainly have a plaque that is predominantly, let's say it's an early plaque, kind of a young plaque that hasn't matured. You may have, say 80% made up of fatty tissue and 20% of scar tissue, but no calcium yet. But certainly if you see a score that's elevated, it tells you that you have plaque. Now, it doesn't tell you how severe the narrowing of the artery is. It just tells you that you have presence of plaque. So it's a good screening tool, and it's very helpful when it's zero. When it's elevated, a lot of times you have to go for further testing to answer further questions, meaning how severe is the narrowing? That requires a different test.
And is that when you get involved with the dye, having to inject dye in your body?
Yeah, there's other, there are multiple ways of answering that question. How severe is the plaque narrowing? That requires, like you said, filling the artery with dye. And many, many years ago, the only way we could do that is with an angiogram, which is an invasive procedure where they would actually put a catheter inside the actual artery and inject dye directly into the artery. Now we have a non-invasive way of doing that, and that's called a coronary artery CTA. It's the same CAT scan, actually, that they would use for the calcium score, but instead they would inject the dye through a vein, and the dye would go into the heart arteries, and then the CAT scanner would then follow the dye as it goes through the heart arteries, and you would then basically see how much narrowing there is when you fill the artery with dye.
Okay, that sounds a little less invasive than the angiogram.
Right, so without having the artery, actually the catheter in the artery, there you don't have that risk of bleeding in an artery, you don't have the risk of stroke. The only really risk of having a CAT scan is, it's the same type of CAT scan if you got a chest CAT scan when they give you the dye to look for a blood clot or something like that. You would have a little risk of if you get allergic to the dye, and then any kind of IV, you can have a little bit of bruising from the vein. But that's really it. It's not an invasive procedure where the catheter is inside the body. So it's a nice alternative. Now, there is radiation involved. It is getting like a bunch of chest x-rays, so that is there is radiation involved, so it's not completely without risk, but it's certainly a lot less risky than having an angiogram.
Mm-hmm. All right, so if you have the test and you find out that you do have some calcium in your arteries, in your coronary artery, then how is that treated? Does it call for surgery? Does it call for medication? Does it call for a change of habits?
Yes, actually all the above, with the exception of surgery, of course, you know, but everything else correct. It's a game changer. If you have elevated coronary calcium, that means that there is evidence of plaque. And wherever there's plaque, there's a risk of the plaque rupturing and then having that fill up with a clot. That's what a heart attack is. It's basically a plaque that ruptures, and any plaque can rupture. If you have a 20% plaque, yes, or a 90% plaque, even though the 90% sounds emotionally a lot scarier than a 20% plaque, actually, statistically, the lower percentage plaque is more likely to rupture than the higher percent plaque. So the fact that you find plaque in the arteries, now it's a game changer. You need to be aggressive. So now you should be on a baby aspirin. The benefit of aspirin far outweighs the risk now when you see presence of plaque. Likewise, your cholesterol needs to be aggressively treated. So a cholesterol that, quote, looks good, oh, I have a bad cholesterol of 90, that's the LDL, which normally you wouldn't need to treat that. But if you have presence of plaque, we need that LDL, the bad cholesterol, below 70. So now the benefit of being aggressive with medicines like statin drugs, like Lipitor, Crestor, or those drugs, mm-hmm. now you are justified in being aggressive because now you're elevated to a higher risk. Again, you want to be proactive. We don't want to react to a heart attack. We want to prevent the heart attack. So when you know there's plaque there, there's a risk. So you don't want to wait for that plaque to rupture and go on medicines. You want to go on medicines now so that you don't wind up in the cath lab having a stent, having a heart attack, because mm-hmm. there's a lot more damage that's done, and then you wind up being on a lot more medicines than your preventative medicines like an aspirin and a statin.
What kind of signs might there be that we could suspect we might have plaque or calcium in our artery?
That's the most important thing about the coronary calcium score, is that it's just like cancer. A lot of cancers, you don't know you have cancer until it's spread and you're having symptoms of it spreading. You want to catch it beforehand. Same thing with coronary disease. You have a 20% plaque, you won't have any symptoms. You won't know you're sitting with a plaque of 20%. Now, when the plaque progresses and it becomes more and more severe and the narrowing gets more and more greater percentage narrowing, so let's say you get usually about a 70% or greater narrowing of the artery, then it starts limiting blood flow. And that's when you start having symptoms. So you'll get symptoms of chest pain or shortness of breath or fatigue with exertion because the blood flow can't increase to meet the demands of your heart when you're doing activity. But you don't want to wait that long because you want to catch it when it's in its early stages because, like I said earlier, any plaque can rupture. So getting the coronary calcium, you may not have symptoms, but you still have plaque. The calcium score will let you know if there's presence of plaque, whether or not you have symptoms. When you wait to have symptoms, it may be too late. And sometimes the first manifestation of heart disease is a heart attack. The first time they show up is with a massive heart attack, and that's mm-hmm. the first time they never knew you had plaque. But if you knew ahead of time by the presence of coronary calcium, you could be proactive and prevent a heart attack rather than react to an initial heart attack that is your first presentation of heart disease.
Okay.
So I would say calcium score is important for anybody who is concerned that they may have heart disease, whether that be because of a family history or they're older, men over 40, although 40 is not old, but men over 40, the risk of heart disease goes up. And the more risk factors you have for heart disease, the higher the likelihood you have plaque, such mm-hmm. as diabetes, if you're a smoker, if you have high cholesterol, if you have a family history of heart disease. So the more risk factors you have, the more likely you have plaque. And again, you'll have plaque that you don't have to have symptoms. Again, the symptoms don't occur until the plaque is significantly narrowing the blood flow. So the coronary calcium score gives you a way of detecting it at an earlier stage and being preventative.
Okay. Dr. Kamen, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've learned a lot about coronary artery calcium, and I really appreciate you taking the time to explain it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Have a great morning.
You too, and thank you for having me.